You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The spread is 4 currently. The Eagles plus 4 at 10 to 11. The Cowboys minus 4 at 10 to 11. Dallas are 5-1, top of the division, with the Eagles second in this division, sitting at 4-2. This matchup always pretty intense. It's got a slightly different feel about it this year, Gil, with two rookie quarterbacks set to start, Dak Prescott for the Cowboys and Carson Wentz for the Eagles. And the poise that those two have displayed has gone some way to providing the two franchises with a winning record at this stage of the season. Undoubtedly, Prescott the more accomplished at this stage of the two, Gil, but Prescott versus Wentz on Sunday Night Football, and it should be a good one.
Yeah, they'll be talking about that leading up to this ball game, that's for sure. Total QBR is a stat from the American sports media company, ESPN, their proprietary stat, measures a quarterback's performance scaled from 0 to 100. Dak Prescott, 82.9 on the season, number one in the NFL. Carson Wentz, though, you know, with all this talk about it being Prescott versus Wentz, 49.9, 29th out of 32 teams. Why? Because Wentz's success is hugely based, a lot of it anyway, on the fact that he dumps short passes to skill position players and they do the rest. And total QBR accounts for that. It's not a knock on Carson Wentz. It's just a way of saying, let's slow down on Carson Wentz just a bit. Dak Prescott, on the other hand, has this unbelievable offensive line we spoke about that he plays behind. And that offensive line has helped the Cowboys become the number one offense in terms of some advanced metrics. Football Outsiders is an advanced metrics site that I lean on. They have a stat called DVOA. Dallas has the number one offense according to that, third in passing, first in rushing. Their line ranks first in adjusted line yards. They have the fourth lowest rate of stuffed runs, meaning their runs stuffed behind their own line of scrimmage. And Dak Prescott's average time in the pocket is 2.48 seconds. It's the second longest in the league. So it all speaks to why Prescott is so successful. And by the way, on third downs, and I don't know that this is sustainable, but on third downs to this point, Prescott completing 73.1% of his passes. That is the best mark in the NFL in 22 years since Steve Young did it for the soon-to-be world champion San Francisco 49ers in 1994. So just gives you an idea what kind of offensive line we're talking about. And football ultimately is blocking and tackling. And by the way, I'm sure if you put Carson Wentz behind that offensive line, he'd be damn good too. So Dave, you might be damn good behind that offensive line.
I'd be too scared, so, Gil.
Well, yeah, I'd be scared too. That's a different story. But you might actually have some success. So, you know, the edge to the Cowboys just based on that unit alone. Not that the Eagles' defense hasn't been good. They're allowing an average of 14.7 points per game, which trails only the Vikings and Seahawks for best in the league. Their defense has created 12 turnovers for a plus 6 turnover differential. They've generated 20 sacks. So I don't want to take anything away from the Eagles' defense, but the Cowboys are special, and they've done it with a lot of injuries, not just to Tony Romo, but across the board.
There are intangibles here, Gil, and the one intangible that I'm stuck with is that the Cowboys seem to have, collectively speaking, fielded a lot of questions about Tony Romo in the lead-up to this clash, whether when he's fully fit and ready to return, Dak Prescott will be out and Tony Romo will be in. The players have ducked and swerved these questions admirably, as you would expect, Gil. Could that be a distraction coming into this clash?
I suppose it could be, right? Like, we don't really know how much they're plagued by this or not. Again, just to buttress what you're saying, Jerry Jones is on record as saying, when Tony Romo's healthy, Tony Romo's playing. So regardless of this record that the Cowboys have gotten with Prescott behind center, they're 5-1. If they win this game, they'll be 6-1, headed into their bye week. You know, they've already had their bye, but headed into the following week, and I think Romo is eligible to play right after that. So you wonder, and you're right, Dak Prescott saying all the right things. This is Tony Romo's team, everybody else swerving, ducking, as you say. But you wonder if secretly, if Jerry Jones is thinking to himself, Dak, could you just have one at least moderately average game so that I can sort of justify this move back to Romo. You know, the case for Romo is Dak Prescott has played six NFL games. So regardless of how good you've played in six NFL games, it's six NFL games, right? And Tony Romo's played an entire career. And Tony Romo has been great. You know, Tony Romo gets a lot of crap and a lot of criticism because he hasn't, you know, taken them to the promised land. But he's had a great career. Now, if I'm his wife and his kids and my father or husband has had vertebrae injuries, you know, I want him to retire. But he's wanting to play. And as long as he's wanting to play, the Cowboys organization is behind him. So, yes, this is in some ways a de facto Dak Prescott playing for his job game in that respect, which is really funny to look at it through that prism. But really, you could argue that that's, in fact, what this is.
Would you play Prescott or Romo, Gil?
I'd play, you know, up until recently, I said I'm playing Romo. And I still am leaning Romo for the reason that I'm just, you know, my brain works and it's too much small of a sample size. Let's just stop the madness on a guy like Prescott. On the other hand, good Lord, they've been good. And Dak Prescott has done nothing, nothing wrong. You know, it's hard to take that guy out of the lineup. But these are human beings. And I don't think they want to stare Tony Romo in the face. I don't think they can capably have the conversation of saying to him, hey, Tony, how about you sit a little while longer while we play the kid? Like, that sentence is just never going to come out of anybody's mouth. So I would theoretically play Tony Romo, and I'm aware that the Cowboys almost have to play him just because they don't want the uncomfortable nature of that. But if you're arguing that you should play Dak Prescott and that I'm crazy, I see your point as well. I don't think that either case is a dumb one. Let's put it that way.
This number is 4, Gil. Which way are you going?
If I had to go, I'm going Dallas.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.